Gracious God, thank you for being with us always. Open our eyes and spirit to recognize that Jesus is risen and He is with us here and now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. I'm sure some of you might have experience to look for something around your house, like your car keys or your glasses, only to discover after a long and frustrating search that they were right there in your hand or your pocket or even on your face. I already shared my experience to find my glasses before, right? And finally found it on my face. Hopefully you remember the story. And very recently, there was a similar experience for my kids on Easter Sunday. In the afternoon on Easter Sunday, my husband and I prepared egg hunting for my kids. We hid some plastic eggs which had small toys in it in my backyard. My husband and I tried to hide them two ways. Some of them for easy to find, and some of them for hard to find. Interestingly, Jacob and Irene found every egg except one, which was hidden right before their starting place. I intentionally hid one plastic egg which had a small Jesus figure toy in it under the Easter flower, lily. And the flower was placed right before Jacob and Irene. They ran this way and that way to find the last one, from the end to end in my backyard. For a while, they tried to find it everywhere, but finally, they gave up. So I showed them where the last egg was. When I showed them the last egg from Easter flower, which was placed in the very first place where they were standing, Jacob and Irene laughed and said, "Oh no, it was right there before us." In fact, a friend of mine swears by this principle when she plays hide and seek with her youth group. She insists that the very best place to hide is right next to the seeker, who simply takes off after counting and never guesses she's been sitting there all along. You can imagine how the seeker feels when he finally clues into his mistake. I wonder if that's something like the shock the two disciples felt when they finally realized who it was they'd been talking to alone the Emmaus road. Why hadn't they recognized Jesus sooner? Why did it take them so long to catch on? Biblical commentators have come up with a number of interesting proposals to explain their difficulty. It was the blinding brightness of the setting sun in their eyes, they suggest. Or maybe Jesus looked strikingly different after his resurrection. I wonder if it was something as simple as the fact that they weren't expecting to see Jesus walking along beside them 3 days after his death. If I meet my best friend at the giant farmer's market in Waldwick, after I talked with her that she still lives and working in South Korea a couple of days ago, I may not be able to recognize her very first time, and very shocked she was her, because I never expect to see her in that place. It can take my brain a minute to catch up with my optical nerves. Or maybe it wasn't that simple. The text also says, their eyes were kept from recognizing Jesus at first. And later, that their eyes were opened in verse 31. So an extraordinary act of God could well be talked behind the passive voice here. That hidden agent who first keeps them from seeing and then allows them to see. We don't know the exact reason, but whatever the reasons for their lack of recognition, visually speaking, there's also a deeper recognition issue at play here. Notice how much Jesus makes of the lack of understanding demonstrated by Cleopas and his friend. He calls them foolish and speaks of their slowness to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Perhaps they misunderstood something fundamental about the nature and the role of their Messiah. They'd certainly have been in good company if they found the news of the empty tomb hard to process. And notice too that a nice creative tension develops here as they wander down the road. It arises because according to earlier verses in this chapter, the report of the women had not convinced the disciples. Of course, Luke's congregation and we, hearing Luke's story, know the resurrection has taken place, and we want to tell them Christ is risen. He's standing right there. But of course, the two disciples are as deaf to our cries as they are blind to the identity of their companion on the road. And notice what it is that finally prompts their understanding. When Jesus does something as ordinary as sitting down at a meal and breaking bread with them, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. Sitting around a dinner table together would have been a very familiar setting to the two who encountered Jesus along the Emmaus road. So I don't think it's at all coincidental that this is where they had their aha moment. It may have been the familiarity of this simple action that struck a chord deep within them and triggered recognition. Brothers and sisters, what is it that triggers recognition in us here and now? What is it that makes us aware of Christ's presence in your place? It doesn't need to be anything fancy or complicated. It can be the simplest of things, like a prayer, a favorite Bible verse, an old familiar song, a splash of water on someone's forehead, an ordinary looking loaf of bread and a pitcher of grape juice sitting on a table. Interestingly, the two disciples didn't actually clue into who he was and what he was saying until he sat down with them and broke bread at their table. An ordinary act to begin an ordinary meal in an ordinary house with ordinary forks. Nothing fancy. just a simple meal. And it was then that they recognized their Lord. And although these two disciples don't seem to have been with the 12 at the Last Supper, Luke clearly invites his readers to reflect on that other important meal at this point in the story. The praise, the breaking of the bread, becomes a catchword for the regular celebration of the Lord's Supper in the early church, as Luke's gospel story continues in its the sequel, like the Acts of the Apostles. Brothers and sisters, the good news in today's text is that in spite of their foolishness, their slowness of heart, and their mistaken expectations, the two disciples who walked with Jesus from Jerusalem to Emmaus finally were enabled to recognize him. Their eyes were opened, and Luke says their heart burned within them. I hope this happens to all of you and me. Although we are just ordinary Christians, sometimes we have foolishness or slowness of heart, and sometimes we don't recognize where Jesus is. Finally, God will make our eyes are opened, and let us recognize He is with us here and now. And God's word will be a light to our path, and His holy meal, the bread and wine that we take on Holy Communion every month, will sustain us on our journey. Jesus isn't looking for Superman or Wonder Woman. He's looking for ordinary people like us, but open-hearted men and women to receive God's gift of grace, forgiveness, and love, and then to pass them on to others. May God be with you today, tomorrow, and always. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for your words today, and thank you for letting us know you are always with us. Lord, let us have opened our eyes and burning hearts to recognize Jesus Christ is with us and within us. And help us to spread the good news to our neighbors and the people in the world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.